I'm chatting to Steve Cunningham, manager of Cone FC. Hiya, Steve.
Yeah, hiya, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Well, you've got Haslinden this evening, haven't you?
We have, mate, yeah. Looking forward to another tough game. Very good friends with the manager over there, Gary Richardson, a colleague of mine who I played at Cone with. So we'd agreed pre-season early doors that we'd take a team up there, and we're very grateful that he's hosted the game. They've obviously won their league, so it'll be a good test, and I'm going to take a very strong side to keep up our fitness and game management plans ready for the 8th of August.
Yeah. Well, excellent stuff. But you lost Joe Garvin, didn't you, in midweek?
We did, yeah. It's a bit of a blow because I thought if I'd have gone into the start of the season with my full squad intact, that would have been my biggest achievement at the club, I think, since I took the job.
Yeah.
Purely because of the amount of interest in all my players. But to hold on to a talent of Joe Garvin, if someone like Stockport County comes calling, you've got to have a look at it and have a listen to what they've got to say. And
of course.
I think he made his mind up, you know, heavy-hearted, but I think he made his mind up as soon as he walked through the door and he saw the stadium, the opportunity to play in front of 2,000 to 3,000 every week. There is a conference. So it's a great opportunity for him. We're gutted as a club, but also proud that we're able to put a lad of, you know, on that kind of shot window.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing him, his name on Sky Sports News on the Diddy Printer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know we chatted last week on Drystone Radio, but you've got a loyal bunch of lads down there, haven't you, at the XLCR?
Yeah, you said it right.
I said it right.
Yeah. We have, mate. We've got a great bunch of lads. I mean, I've got some lads who are there through friends. We've then become a good group ourselves as one unit. You know, and the lads, to be fair to them, need to take a lot of the credit, not down to me as a manager or the club. The lads themselves, they've got ambitions. Of course they have, everyone does. We spoke about it earlier, you know, I've got ambitions as well. But they can see that there's a potential of doing it as a club with Colne. So, you know, the players who have turned down, you know, some really good offers from local teams on the doorstep to teams in the higher league and two leagues above in some cases, with the likes of Rami having a look at a couple of players. For them to turn that kind of offers down, it's a great quality of the player to have a go and do it with us this season.
Well, getting to know you as I have over the last couple of weeks, I take it you're still searching, sniffing out some possible new signings, are you?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some good chats, as you said, in a short space of time, and it's like a full-time job this for me. You know, my wife goes nuts, my boss goes mad. it's just something that they think there's a phone call coming through. It's either a family member or an important client, but it's me actually speaking to other managers and players. But
exactly.
Yeah, I've always got my ear to the ground, and I was watching a game last night, Silsden versus Fleetwood, just seeing if there was anything there I could maybe tap into. And I think we're looking to maybe bring in two or three more players just to strengthen up the squad and give competition for places, keep a few people on their toes, and also give the opportunity to a couple of the lads who maybe haven't had that before. And you never know, they might just be one of them little rough diamonds. You know, the likes of Johnny Hodge came from local football. Albeit technically he's not the greatest footballer, but he's probably one of the best defenders in the league. So there are players out there that I'm always just trying to keep an eye out and hopefully look to bring in maybe two or three maximum before the 8th of August.
Brilliant. Well, you've got Haslinden tonight, but what else is in the pipeline? Because I know that you've got quite a few pre-seasons lined up, haven't you?
We have. We've got, obviously, this one tonight, we've got a double header against Exton Villa, which I know the manager really well. We played there last year. We're making it a bit of a yearly thing where we take two teams down. So there's going to be a kick-off at 2 o'clock and a kick-off at 3. They've got two really nice pitches there. They've got a first and a reserve team, but we're going to take two very strong sides down there, mix them up a little bit. There's a barbecue and a few beers after that.
Wonderful.
A bit of a tea bonding. And then we've got Darwin during the week, which some people have raised their eyebrows about with us being in the same team, but it gives me an opportunity to send a team there of the lads that I've brought in to make sure they're good enough at this level. Some of the newer lads that we're bringing in, some trialists, see if they're capable at Northwest County level. The great pitch at Darwin, it's a local game for us as well during the midweek, so we've not got to travel anywhere. So again, we're grateful they've hosted that. And then we've got a couple of big ones. We've got Ramsbottom coming up on the 25th at home. which would be a really good yardstick to see where we are in terms of quality with the players. Because everyone's after my players, so it'd be interesting to see if they're all capable to beat teams like Rami.
Exactly.
We've got another fixture against Hurst Green, which will be a mixed side that we send there. And then one I'm really excited about is Glossop North End on the first. You know, FA Vars finalists, League Cup winners, the league winners.
Mm.
Very good friends with Wilcox there and the captain, Dave Youngen. They're a good bunch. I know a lot of people thought they were arrogant last year, but rightly so. That's what it takes sometimes to win things.
And, it does.
You know, they had a fantastic season last year, and the fan base that they've got, we're hoping the game against Rami, the game against Glossop, might just emulate what happened last week against Aki Stanley. And if we can bring 300-400 people on, it'll be two really good high pressurised games, again, building up for that first important game against Winsford.
Yeah, well, I'm sure wherever you go this season, you're going to be followed by the Barmy Army, aren't you?
We are. We've got a great set of fans, mate. And I'm sure over the season we'll see you down there and you'll be able to see it live. I mean, we boast about them all the time, but it's so nice to hear that so many other people, other clubs, players, managers, club officials, radio, media people like yourselves, do actually comment on how good the Red Army actually are. And for a club of our size, Colne FC, it's fantastic because we're not one of the powerhouses in the league. We're starting to try and build a name for that, but the fan base seems to be more popular than us at the minute, which I'm happy about because it means that we're doing the right things off the field as well and then on it for people to come and watch us. So, yeah, the Red Army are a real asset to the club.
Well, Steve, all the best for tonight, all the best for pre-season, and I'm sure we'll catch up at some stage. But thanks for talking to us on Craven Live.
No problem. Thanks, Steve. Speak to you soon, mate.
See you later, pal.